Node 5, 5, 5, 5, 3. Connected to node 4, 7, 3, 3, 8.
Okay, K2PCB parrot 1, 2, 3, 4.
Audio level is just about right.
Okay, K2PCB parrot 1, 2, 3, 4.
Node K2PCB-P disconnected.
K2PCB 1, 2, 3, 4.
Node 4, 7, 3, 3, 9, 0 connected to node 4, 7, 3, 3, 8. Node 5, 5, 5, 5, 3 connected to node 4, 7, 3, 3, 8.
All right, K2PCB parrot 1, 2, 3, 4.
K2PCB parrot 1, 2, 3, 4.
Audio level is pretty good.
K2PCB parrot 1, 2, 3, 4.
K2PCB 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. K2PCB.
Audio level is very high.
K2PCB. I would actually say that this audio level was too low. K2PCB.
Audio level is normal.
I would actually say that this audio level was too low. K2PCB. K2PCB, adjusting the analog bridge. K2PCB adjusting the analog bridge.
Audio level is normal.
K2PCB adjusting the analog bridge.
Node 4, 7, 3, 3, 9, 0 connected to node 4, 7, 3, 3, 8. Node 4, 7, 3, 3, 9, 0 connected to node 4, 7, 3, 3, 8. Node 4, 7, 3, 3, 9, 0 connected to node 4, 7, 3, 3, 8. Node 4, 7, 3, 3, 9, 0 connected to node 4, 7, 3, 3, 8. Node 4, 7, 3, 3, 9, 0 connected to node 4, 7, 3, 3, 8. Node 5, 5, 5, 5, 3 connected.
K2PCB 1, 2, 3, 4.
4, 7, 3, 3.
Audio level
eight.
Is normal.
K2PCB 1, 2, 3, 4.
Audio level is low. Audio level is just about right.
Okay, so is this still audio level just right?
Audio level is a little above average. Still pretty good, though.
Okay, so is this still audio level just right?
Node 4733390. Connected to node 47338.
Okay, last chance for KTPCB testing, Barrett.
Audio level is low.
Okay, last chance for KTPCB testing, Barrett.
Node 47339.
Okay,
zero.
I think a little
connected
bit more mic gain.
Two.
How's that?
Node
testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
4, 7, 3.
Audio
three,
level is just
eight.
About right.
Okay, we can do a little bit more mic gain. How's that? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Node 5, 5, 5, 5, 3. Connected.
K2PCB clear.
4, 7, 3.
Audio level
three,
is normal.
8.
K2PCB clear.
Remote already in this node. Node 4, 7, 3, 3, 9, 0. Connected to node 4, 7, 3, 3, 8.
Which direction that is? Towards the building next to it. Is just all and part of the outer perimeter is all flea market. I mean, gee whiz, I've never seen so many people in just the flea market part. It was great. So. And that, not to mention all the new vendors that are there and all the new products that get released. And, yeah, oh, man, it's a lot. That's why you need 3 days to do it. So, all right, thanks for checking in. And welcome to the net. We're here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. So feel free to come back and see us. All right, let's jump over to Tecumseh and talk to Rick, KF5LWU. You still with us, Rick? Come now with your report.
KF5LWU. No, I didn't make it over to Dayton, and probably won't make it this next year. I'm an old retired welder, and I've been coast to coast and all that driving. Doesn't do much for me. If I can't make it in a couple hours, I'm probably not going to go. That's all I've got to say. Back to the men.
Node 5, 8, 1.
Well, Rick, I won't fault you there
because that's
a lot of driving, and you know I'm not but 55. But I tell you what, nothing wanted to stretch out when I got there. It's a long time sitting down, and it wouldn't hurt to have a buddy driver just to help keep you awake. I wasn't trying to fall asleep, but by the time I got to Xenia, I sure could have used a nap. So yeah, it is what it is. All right, brother, have a great week, and hope to hear from you again next week. So now we're going to jump all the way over to Dalzell, South Carolina, and talk to the Michael Craven, KK4FU, the voice of Dalzell, South Carolina. Mike, come now with your report.
Real good, Freddie. TJN4RL calls me the mayor of Dalzell. Where you got that from, but we'll take that title too. Well, good evening, Fresh, to you and everybody on it. We didn't make it. I thought about it. We had some things we had to do, and I told my wife yesterday, I said, we're going up to Dayton next year, and then she hit me in the head with a putt and said, remember, we're going to Hawaii. So we're going to Hawaii, so I know we're going to miss it. Yeah, she said, we're laughing. We'll miss it next year as well. She's also, I guess I told you that, Freddie. She's been licensed 40 years. I've been licensed 43 years. But I'm glad you had a safe trip out and a very safe trip back. Kept up with a lot of the YouTube stuff that she was putting on and Jason, and also we kind of kept up with it. Had a good time just watching all that stuff. But look forward to seeing the next video on the Hamfest as well. Freddie, that's about it from the metropolis of Dalzell, South Carolina. I'm not playing on the Motorola night. Hopefully you hear me okay. This is off of a D-74 Kenwood, did I say? Turn it back over to you. Take care, Freddie. Always great to hear you from KK4FU.
We Well, very good, Mike, very good. You sound great, and I'm actually on the D75 tonight because I got that extended battery from, I forget his call sign. It's the same fellow that made the 3D-printed 5-amp-hour battery for the Yaesu FQ5. WA0APG or something. I keep forgetting his call sign, but he's really good. He made one for the Kenwood. It's a little bit bulky, and we're going to have to do a little modifying to get the belt clip to work right, but, dude, this thing stays up for 3 days now. It's just great. And tell Mrs. Craven, congratulations on your many, many years. I know you all had a nice wedding anniversary here recently. What was it, 104 years? I forget. Maybe it wasn't quite that many. And you sure don't want to miss a trip to Hawaii to go to Dayton. I think I'd take that Hawaii trip. Hey, it's good to hear from you, brother, and I hope y'all are doing well. We'll talk to you again next week. This is WX5OKM. Okay, now we're going to run over to Winchester, Oklahoma, and talk to Philip. Kilo India 5, Papa Foxtrot Victor. Philip, you still with us? Come now with your report.
Hey, PFP. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to go to Ohio this year. That's probably going to have to wait until I retire, which hopefully will be within the next 20 years. Between going to Houston and family and all that stuff, I was lucky I got to go to the Hamfest this year. But, yeah, it's on my list of things to do. Just didn't make it this year.
Well, I can't blame you there. Can't blame you there at all. Life gets in the way. That's just the way it works out sometimes. You know, I've been a ham since 98, I believe it was. And last year was the first time I got to go. It's just, you know, you don't get to do these things sometimes, especially when you got kids at home and a family to raise and feed and bills to pay, etc. But, well, if you ever get a chance, I think you'd really enjoy it. Philip, take care, brother. Hope to hear from you again next week. Hope everything's going good. Now let's jump over to the big metropolis of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and talk to Don, KI5YWF. Don, come now with your report.
5YWF, and Freddie, no, I did not get to go. I got to get back here in Okieland and live vicariously through you and a few other characters out there. Elmer just sent me a bunch of pictures that he got from a buddy of his is out there walking and looking at all the older radios and stuff out there, and man, it's just picture after picture after picture, just old ham gear. It's just so cool. I hope I would get to make it one of these days, but I'm in construction, so this time of the year is always pretty busy for me, so I doubt I'll ever make it until, I'll never retire. My wife, if I try to do that to her, but anyway, one of these days I hope I manage to get a weekend off and I can get out there and do that, but meanwhile, I got guys like you go down there and share your experience with us, and I can enjoy it on Google, so anyway, appreciate you sharing that stuff around there with us, and I will go ahead and send it back to you, and 73, sir. KI5YWF is clear.
Well, I appreciate it there, Don. Really, really do. And if me sharing my experience with the world gets me back there next year, I'll do it every time. But it's a lot, but it's a lot of fun, too, all at the same time, so. We'll get to that here in just a minute. All right. Are there any more stations that wish to check into the Okmulgee County Skywarn Aries, Oklahoma net? Because we're at the bottom of the list. Now's the time. Come now with your call sign. This is WX5OKM. Okay, just kind of a brief summary. excuse me. I got into Xenia, Ohio on Wednesday evening late because I left about 4:07 a.m. from my driveway at Henrietta and just booked it up there, obeying the speed laws, and got there as quickly and safely as I could. And me and three other creators shared an Airbnb at a nice little neighborhood less than a mile from the fairgrounds, so that worked out really well. Thursday, we got to, since we're members of the media, we got our media passes and got to walk around the fairgrounds while the vendors were setting up, get a little early look at a few things anyway, some of the flea market items. And Thursday night, it's they have an event up there called 4 Days in May at one of the big motels in Dayton. And it's basically a QRP-type convention. So on vendor night, which is Thursday night from 7 p.m. till whenever, all the vendors for QRP products will be there. And it is a couple of big rooms, and everybody goes in at once, and it's really crowded and loud, and it's just amazing. Wow. Whole bunch of cool stuff, whole bunch of, you know, hams that are making stuff themselves and selling it for QRP products. I picked up my very first Pactena 20-meter infed half-wave, and he didn't have the 40-meter add-ons for it, but I got them the next day at Dayton Hamvention. Let me let the repeater drop. WX5OKN. So, yes, the next day was the first day of the show, and I went straight to the Pactena booth. They got that 40-meter extension because I did order the Yaesu FTX1? Lord, I can't remember this model number. I want to say it's the FTX1F. I got the field units, the new QRP rig from Yaesu. As a matter of fact, I got it in the mail today, and I haven't even opened the box yet, so that's coming soon. But I knew I didn't get the tuner for it, so I knew I'd have to use a resonant antenna. So we'll see what happens. Got all that going, and got one good interview in with ESCOM controllers on Friday, and on Saturday I got an interview in with Scott Zimmerman with Repeater Builder. He makes a really nice REM device, repeater interface module. He's a cool cat. Let me tell you what, these guys are great. And, of course, I did all the shopping out on the boneyard. Let me let the repeaters drop real quick. WX5OKN.
Node 4-7-3-3-9-0. Connected to node 4-7-3-3-8. Remote already in this mode.